Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Best English Podcast by Teacher Bruno Gon. And today we're going to talk about 21st century skills and to break a little bit the customary script that I have a guest today, Teacher Taila.
Hi everyone, Bruno, thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to share, to learn about these topics. It's so important nowadays. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Teacher Taila. So, Teacher Taila and I, we already have some experience relating this building of 21st century skills, which is more than just like speaking the language. You know, when we talk about 21st century skills, we are talking about beyond learning and mastering the language, in the case, the English language or any other language. It's way more than that. Teacher, please.
I think that nowadays we have a new way, a new perspective about learning English. In the past, when you and I probably were studying, the focus was about traveling or getting a certificate or going to Disneyland. I remember always saying, "No, I want to go to Disney." Nowadays, our students, they think beyond that. They want to be citizens wherever they go. So we teach not only about the grammar, vocabularies, but we talk about the meaning behind the language. We talk about culture. We talk about getting jobs around the world. Many of them don't want to stay only here in Brazil. So then comes to us the 21st century skills. So how do we develop our students, like you said, beyond the language? When we are talking about skills for life, when they use the language, the English language, to in a meaningful way, as a real tool to be wherever they want, doing whatever they want, but using a language, using the English language to communicate and being part in this world.
That's true, because like because the language, like all the communication relating not only English but any language, needs to be meaningful, right?
Yes.
We know that like traditional syllabus, communicative syllables, they approach the language by the functions of communication or by functions of context, right? There is this use, there
Yes.
is this value, all this kind of syllables, but it goes beyond than that, you know, because language adapts,
Yes,
language
and when you
changes. Go on,
yes, when you talk
please.
about content, we have many new methodologies nowadays, right? We have Clio, people talking a lot about teaching English through content. And we have the STEAM, that was STEM without the A, and now we have the A related to arts, where we have projects, we have methodology created by the United States to engage people in those areas. And then we come to projects. Why not working with projects with our kids and teenagers and even adults? I am completely passionate about building interdisciplinary projects. And this one of these that I work in my school and my job, when we are talking about financial literacy, people think that when we are teaching maths, I know these are regular teachers, we don't need to teach that, but it's always a literacy, right? And it's related to how to communicate in English when we talk about money, but not money for money. When we are studying in English course a long time ago, we had units talk about restaurants. So we need to learn about asking a menu, talking about price, or in a shopping. When we are shopping, we talk about change. We go beyond that. And then it's related to the 21st century skills. We talk so much about leadership. But how do we work about leadership with our kids? So we need to think about ways to build them as a community. And money, it's something that regularly takes us apart. So when we think about leadership, collaborative work, creativity, and all those skills, we think about money too. In my case, I work that creating like a project where we create a company and they had to work together in a collaborative way to bring this company alive. So this is one of the things that I've been working about.
So let me ask you this, so your project, the thing that you the project that you run at your school was like students, they of course it's a it would be like more like a simulation because it was not a real company, but like they would simulate, they would practice how to build up a company, and they had also to think about the financial necessity of the company. Is this you're talking?
Yes, so we did like this. We talk about the sustainability goals, and they were talk about money, and they thought that people would receive as a salary much more than regular people receive. So I understood that they didn't know the real meaning of the value of the money, where money come from. So I said, no, you got to work a little bit. So we built our company with different departments. So they need to organize the financial department, the marketing part department. We had a CEO. So we had the different departments that are expected in a company, and they had to work together. So each department had a head of department that was the final decision. So if there is something from the team that they say, no, I'm not sure. So this head of department said, no, this is what we are going to do. So we were developing not only maps, because people think, ah, no, we talk about money, we talk about maps, addition, subtraction, dividing, multiplying. No, we are seeing money in real life situations. We need to bring reality to inside our classroom. We need to think that our classroom is the first society for those kids. So we had this work, and then it's nice to see the engagement and them understanding that there is a huge process that we have to go through to get to the final point, for example. So when we need to do, they wanted to do cookies. Ah, let's bake some cookies. And it didn't work out. And they needed to find a strategy to solve this problem. So again, think about the 21st century skills. We are talking about problem solving. We are talking about creativity. They had to use technology to prepare slides and blogs and material to use as a marketing to call people. They had to work their speech, so language was so important because they had to convince investors to put some money in our company. So was a chance for them to build them, to know themselves, because sometimes people expect from us to be things that not necessarily we are. So they had the chance to take a look at and stop and think, what are my skills? What am I good at? How can I improve the ones that I'm not so good? So there was a chance for them to be mindful about themselves and say, look, in this department, I think I would work very well because I'm very good in writing. I'm very good in creating things on internet. Oh, I love talking to other people. So please let me be part. I want to be a CEO. So they had a chance to think about their skills and put them into the company.
That's nice. And when you were talking, like I was thinking here, I was like picturing the scenarios. And I could notice that besides working all these other skills, some of the 24 skills that were like developed and they were like addressed for sure, it was like some relating the leadership, sometimes like building trust amongst the
Trust.
departments, because they had to work together. They had to believe that the other person in the department and in the team and the other departments, they should like do their job, they do what they're supposed to do. And so this leadership, building trust among the department and among other departments, and maybe also addressing, like you said, problem solving. But not only problem solving, like oral speech, like public speaking, hearing, attentive listening would be something they had to do in terms of developing all this. So this is the 21st century skills that we need to develop in the schools, not only because there is a math project. It's not a math project.
No,
It's not a
no.
math project. It's a project. Like it's even sometimes maybe difficult to find a specific name, but it's a project that involves all this. This is so great.
That's why I love the word interdisciplinary, because I guess sometimes we spend too much time teaching content, right? We explain how to do things, but they don't have the opportunity to bring it to their lives, to
So
act, be in their environment. So the idea of this project that was focused in financial literacy, it's to put like hands-on activities where they can be mindfulness about the things that it's happening around us. So when we
right.
talk about, for example, the sustainability, we had a department in our company relating to giving back. So how can you giving back to society? What are we doing? So they had to study about sustainability. So how did it happen? We had lessons, one lesson per week, and so I started teaching something. For example, about a budget plan, how can we work about that? So everyone was very attentive to that. And then we said, get yourselves into your departments. What do you have to do? So they organized their agendas, what they needed to do. And every week, one department was in spot. So every time we were working, and then in the end of 10 last minutes, the department of the time, they were there and explained what were they doing, but always in a collaborative way. It was really beautiful to see those 10 years old kids working seriously about a goal. They really want that to be a rich moment for them, but meaningful. They were expecting to receive money, to get money, to make a difference, to make an impact. And even nowadays, because this project happened 2 years ago, I still find the kids and they say, come on, Miss, I really want to do another thing because now I have another ideas. So we should create another company. So it was very, very good for me.
And it's like and it brings like this spirit of entrepreneurship, you know, in them. And also, I picture as a consequence of this project, not like as a consequence, but like as a result, an outcome of this project, that they start to look on their own money in a different way. Like they
For sure.
receive maybe some of them receive allowance from the parents, like some money per week or per month. And they start looking at that in a different way, like, oh no, I don't have to spend all this money on this and that. Maybe I need to plan what I'm going to spend with. Like, I'm going to use this money maybe to buy something that I would like get some money and save some money for the future to buy something else, you know, because they start seeing it that. Because they're 10 years old, they still picture the world like in a pink way, but it's not a pink way anymore. Like they need to realize that things are real. Money ends. It doesn't grow on trees and so on. And I visualize this spirit of better planning, better analyzing all this, like thinking through when before spending the money and so on. I think it's great because I do recall the project that I did in the school that I was working at. It was not as big as yours. It was much less complex, I would say, because what I did to my students was something like I call it a mini dollar project, and it was an idea from a teacher that worked in the same school, and she provided me this idea, and I printed like hundreds of mini dollar bills, and I marked all of them to not like to be lost or anything else. And then I printed all this money and I told the students, look, every month you're going to receive, I don't know, like a $50 for your month as some kind of paycheck. And then, if you do the activities like your homework or your classroom activities and so on, you will be paid according to the values that will be displayed for you. Sometimes it was like a more difficult exercise, I would pay more simple exercise, I would pay a little less. Or if I do like a sequence of many different exercises, they would receive per exercise they completed. But also they would have to, I don't deny that I use this tactics to hold the students together in the classroom. I'm not gonna say that I didn't because I did. And then I said to them, like, oh, okay, so if you want to go to the bathroom or to you're gonna go to drink some water, you're gonna pay this. If the class is after break or something, you're gonna pay double. You can't go, but you're gonna pay double. And with time, I noticed that students, before asking to go to the toilet or something, they would ask what time was. So they would know if the class was over or not, so they would rethink about going. And this is an outcome, like they think before now. And then when it comes, and then they were like exchanging, getting, and so on, like they built some, they made like a, get a, an A4 sheet of paper, and they built some kind of wallet that they could paint and so on. And throughout the months, they were getting paid and they were paying and so, and they were getting paid like for the exercise done. And by the end of the project, I set up a date, like on that date, we're gonna have a mini dollar shop. Oh, TJ, what's gonna be on the shop? No, you're gonna wait for the day. They got so excited, and no, you're gonna wait for the day. And then when the day came, like I had teachers, other teachers helping me organizing and working on the sequences of the stuff. And then I bought like some candies, some little toys, like cheap things, like not something so special and so on, but for them would be something else because they would use those mini dollar bills to buy those real products with fake money in quotes. And it was very interesting because something here that I must say for the people who are listening to us, considering the other scenario that I was handling, they didn't develop all the language necessary to handle the shop during the day. So they said part of the things in English, part of the things in Portuguese, our native language, due to certain conditions relating low domain of the language and other aspects. But it was so incredible to see they bargaining, negotiating, thinking, like getting the money and counting and say, okay, but what can I buy with this? But I want that, but I also want that, but I can't buy both. But the, okay, but teacher, that both together are 80. I have 70. Can I both give me a discount? And so they were negotiating, they were analyzing, they were considering and reconsidering. This is something that
Beautiful.
most of the times students, kids, I wouldn't say like I wouldn't like to say learn because they don't learn, but they get the grasp of doing because they see parents doing, they see older brothers doing, uncles and aunts doing. So they see other people doing, and by the observation, hypothesizing, and experimenting, they can grasp how to do it. They can grasp a way to do it, but they are not taught how to do it. They are not shown like explicitly that they can do this. They can try to use that. And it was so nice to see, no, guys, you can negotiate, you can bargain, you have to convince me. If you convince me, okay, I'll give you a discount. If you can convince me, if you can show me the benefits, okay, I can talk, we can think about it. Because this is negotiation. You need to show to the other part that's a benefit for both sides. So this was something that I saw them doing. Man, it was incredible. Like I only by seeing this happening, we get so excited over, no?
I think it's important for us to think about what is the learning objective of everything we've done. Everything that we are doing when we are planning and expecting, we need to have a learning objective. So working using the native language, using Portuguese in some moments, I don't see honestly any problem. We have Ofélia Garcia, né, working with the trans language, explaining to us about that. So the main objective of the activity was about learning these skills for life. So they had a time to the hard working part, so to have the chance to receive the money, right? To save the money for the activity. And we think about, we work the whole month to receive our salary. So it's a chance for them to work on waiting. Our kids are nowadays, they don't wait too much. They want everything from now. So
That's
they
true.
have to wait. So they have to be patient to save the money to that day, just like the payday. And now they will have the chance to spend the money. But for sure, I'm 100% sure that they fought twice before buying anything, because
Yeah.
at that point they understood the hard work to get the money. So that was a moment, a crucial moment, they understood the value of the money. A long time ago, we used to talk about a lot about recycling, and nowadays we are talking a lot about reducing. So when we have an activity like yours, I am sure that when they got to the store day, when they could spend the money, they were just like that. But is it worth it? I'm sure that they were thinking like, should I spend my money with that?
Yeah.
And if they haven't passed through all the experience that you created before about, no, do you deserve receiving the money? So you have to work about it. They wouldn't think about that. They would just get the money and spend. You
That's
know, this
true.
is when you think about only teaching the language. Look, guys, this is the dollar. These are the names of the coins that we use. So tomorrow you're going to receive, each of you, some money you have to spend in the store. You taught the language. That's it. But when you do a project like yours, you're teaching skills for life. They understand that the money, we say in Portuguese, doesn't come from heaven.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to think about what is our learning objective. So I'm 100% sure that your students in the future, they will think about that, because when we teach kids, when we show kids real life situations in their environment, it's much more easy to see the impact in their lives as an adult. I'm not sure. I'm sure.
It's so true because like recently I paid a visit at the school just to conclude some red tape things on my contract, and I met the kids over there and they came to me, teacher, nobody's doing mini dollars with us anymore. Like they were so excited, they wanted to have it again. So I think like and it was so interesting because as you mentioned, they were thinking only spending money. And I noticed that in some moments during the shop that some kids they were getting together to buy collectively. You know, like because they were interested in the same product. Like I remember one of the kids they wanted to buy some stickers, like with little heart stickers, and like such as Post-it or page markers or something. And they didn't have the money, one of them didn't have the money to buy it. And then she got together with other two friends so they would share the
So cute.
money. And when they bought the stickers, they shared, they split the stickers among the three, you know. And I find so interesting. This is so interesting because this
Look how
is
beautiful.
and it's like it's collectively, everybody's winning. And they understand that sometimes they don't get what they want, but if they get a lot of hands together, they may achieve what they want.
Yeah, so they are being conscious, right? They are stopping
Yes.
and thinking, this is problem solving. So when we think, sometimes we think about 21st century skills, something too far, and
Yeah.
like we need to create something different to address those skills. But they are in a real life situation every day. When we are in school, maybe we are talking about something completely different. Maybe we are teaching simple present, and then comes to a sentence that brings a discussion, and then you can work about it. So
True.
we created different projects, but they were all related to math. We are all talking about money, but money was not the
The
learning
main.
object. Yes, it was not. It was part of a project to achieve a specific
Exactly.
goal. So
Money
in
was
our
only part of the way. It was the middle of the way to achieve that higher goal.
Yes, that's it. So that was the same with me. I want my kids to understand how can we impact others' lives. So in my case, actually, I was talking about financial literacy. I was teaching about that. I was working a lot about money. How can we achieve the goal about getting, our expectation was to raise like 500 reais for an NGO. But how can we get that? How much do we need to work to get to that goal? And what about those skills that they use to create the company, they are going to use in their everyday lives? So we used to have a lot of things like working on groups, right? So we are going to divide the class some groups, and sometimes we have some students that go, I don't want to work, so someone works for me. But now they are working collaborative because they know that each of them has a voice.
That's so great. Like, I think that when schools really get the grasp of like doing this kind of project things in terms of building this, it will be like, because it's much more than a necessity. It's a reality, you know?
Yes.
And something that you mentioned, like 21st century, and if you think about it, we are on 2024. It's one quarter of the century is gone.
Yes.
One quarter of the
yes.
century is
and
gone.
And if you think about the global goals, the
exactly.
agenda.
And in near future, we will need to talk about the 22nd century. You know, so what kind of abilities will the 22nd century demand from us? Oh, it's too soon to talk about 22nd century. No, it's not too soon. One quarter of the 21st is gone. You know, so this kind of skills are a necessity now, not tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure, 100% sure. I see many schools working, bilingual schools, right? They're working with content. We have Clio here, and all those things, and we have a space for maker, they have a time for math, so they teach maths, we have a time for science, but how can they all work together? We need to communicate it to other teachers. Sometimes we say we don't have time, we can make time, because we are not going to create something out of the box. We are going to create things that are related to our everyday routine, something that is possible. For example, you created something that was possible in your routine. I created something that was possible for my routine. So sometimes we just need to stop, think, read a little bit, learn a little bit, ask for help. Sometimes teachers are hard for asking for help, but read a little bit, get in touch to other people. We are here. So if someone wants to talk to us, we are here to help building something in their own places in their world work. It's cheesy to say, but the future is really in our hands.
We
are building the future. So we need to be mindful when we are working with kids, because they will be in the future. They will do in the future many things that they learn with us. Many
That's true.
So let's
That's
make it
so true. Let's make an impact. So, Teacher Taíla, thank you so much for being here today.
If my
listeners want to get in touch with you, where they can find you?
They can find me on Instagram at taíla.jiménez over there. And if you want to talk to me, get in touch, I'm here. Bruno, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I always learn something new with you. And be aware that I'm going to use that money project with my students, even to work on behavior management. I think it's a good way to work with them. Thank you very much. Thank you for everyone who is listening. And I hope we could help you somehow.
That's true. So guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. So if you like this episode, please rate it 5 stars, forward to friends, hit the button for further notifications, get in touch with me on Instagram at bestenglish.br and on LinkedIn, Teacher Bruno Gon. So thank you guys so much, and we see you on the next episode. Goodbye bye.